It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner here at Community First Credit Union. This bright, sunshiny Saturday morning that is Father's Day weekend. And I want to send out a big thank you to all the fathers. And there's a whole team full of Blue Demons and Lady D's that are grateful for their fathers. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Lady D's and the Blue Demons here at the Corner 34 and 5 this weekend. Been a busy week for both ball clubs. Of course, the baseball team, I don't know, there's just no rest for the wicked. These guys have been hard at it. What a week they've had, and what a really busy week for the Blue Demons. And some tremendous contest thrown in this very, very busy week. We're going to talk with Coach Boyd Britton, Jim Kegel's in the house, and a much better-looking Coach Gravert. The younger version of Coach Gravert's in the house. We're going to talk with him about his freshman team as well. At the bottom half of the hour, we're going to catch up with Coach Mitch Chance. His Lady D's are on the road this morning, and they're going to be in a tournament today. I think they have three games lined up for today, and so we're going to check in with him and find out where they're headed to, who's on the docket, and the prospects for another busy week for both of these ball clubs. We'll take a little time out. We'll come right back here. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message for our sponsors.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You more than ever need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Two wheels or four wheels, see the best of both. June 13th through the 15th at the Knoxville Raceway. Three nights of racing, one incredible low price. Friday night, it's the vintage flat track motorcycles. Saturday, the World of Outlaws MediaCom Shootout, featuring the best sprint car drivers in the world, including Steve Kinzer's Farewell Tour. And Sunday, the Pro Flat Track AMA Motorcycle Knoxville Grand National. For a limited time, save $20 with advance purchase on all three races at KnoxvilleRaceway.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. Back to the Coach's Corner. Sitting next to the old ball coach. I said, oh, not old, O-L-E. But a guy that has put in a few trips around the base path, Coach Britton. Coach, it's been a long time since we had the chance to talk here at the Corner 34 and 5. Since then, you guys have been doing so many great things and keeping busy. I don't know. I think you guys, as baseball coaches, you got to be like bears during the winter and just hibernate, because once summer comes, buddy, you're spending every ounce of energy around that old ball diamond.
Yeah, that Jason, that's right, and it's good to be on the show this morning. Been a busy time getting ready to go, and as we go along here, we're trying to improve a lot. We're playing a lot of tough competition, but at least that's going to make our ball club stronger down the road here as we get ready for state play and everything like that. The ball club is, in my opinion, ready to do a lot of good things. Tough week coming up.
Tough week in the rearview mirror. You know, you like you said, and I think that's been your guys' mode of operandi. You know, you really have tried to find the best opponents, and then you throw yourself in the South Central Conference, and that year in and year out brings tough competition. But man, we say this every year. There's been a few exceptions where Davis County's had some dynamite teams, and they look like they're going to run away with it, or you guys in the past. But really, this year is you just look at there's four teams that I think that on any given night could sweep the other team, and that's going to make it a real challenge. But it is the thing that helps you when you get into that tournament time at the end of the season.
Absolutely, South Central Conference. Is this year again, it's like it is every other year. There's no easy nights. You better come ready to play or bad things can happen to you. This is a tough conference year in and year out.
We're going to spend some time and talk about your outstanding varsity club, a club that's got lots of recognition in the early season, lots of prognosticators and pundits like I have been putting the accolades on this team, and rightfully deserved after a tremendous season last year. But one of the things that makes this conference so tough is that programs like Albia, Sheraton, Davis County, Centerville, Avil, Blakesburg, Fremont, those schools, the schools that I just mentioned there here in the South Central Conference, have invested in their program as a whole, their youth programs, and of course they got a strong freshman program as well, and JV, and you brought one of your guys back from last year to head up your freshman team, which is crucial to having the longevity success.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union. We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back here with Coach Boyd Britton. A little technology issues, but we got through them. Coach, you get to see me do the early shuffle here trying to put the things together. But we're talking about Gabe Graver, bringing him back into the program. This is a part of the longevity, is having really good younger programs. The youth programs have been solid for years and years. A Little League, the Babe Ruth, and it's so important to have the right coaching staff in that freshman, because that's a place where kids sometimes can get lost and leave the program. But when you have a coaching staff that keeps those kids coming through the program and then develops them the way that you want, guys that know your words, I think that's as important as anything, is knowing the coaching speak.
Absolutely. Gabe, for the last 2 years, I felt was a coach on the field for us when he played. Had the good fortune that he wanted to come back and coach, and we sure welcomed him. Great knowledge of the game, very good young character man. The kids will do well with Gabe.
Well, we brought Gabe along this morning, and he is the younger, much better-looking version of Coach Graver. Come on over here, Coach Graver. And, you know, it only took you about 3 seconds here. You know, I bring your dad out here, and, you know, he's a little bit on the slow side, but we're not going to go into that. You've been a part of pedigree of coaching. Your dad, outstanding coach, knows the game of baseball, soccer. You know, you last year, I've been around coaching with you and coaching as a kid. That was one of what Coach Britton just said a second ago is, you know, you've kind of inherited some of those genes. And ever since I've been coaching as a kid, you've been one of those guys that you could count on to be a leader out on the court or on the field, a coach on the field. And now you get to be called coach.
Yeah, I guess watching my dad coach for, I think he's probably coached for all 40 years of his teaching, but just watching him coach just really showed me that that's what I want to do, and that's what my dream is. And him being there just made me better.
Talk about the freshman team. You know, playing in it just a few years ago, how important it is to those guys, because you want those young guys to start buying into the program, being a part of the program. But it can be a challenge, because sometimes freshmen are not the most mature players. There's oftentimes a lot of them. So getting all the guys reps and those moments, and then, you know, as a freshman coach, I think your real goal is, you know, of course you want to win games, but is to develop the kids. And it's so crucial. You know that, so crucial to the long term success of this program.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I only have 15 players this season, so it's not too bad. But yeah, getting better each and every day, each and every game, is the most important thing that I stress to them as a coach.
15 guys, how many games you guys get to play this summer?
I think it's around 22 games. We have played 4. We're 1-3, and then we have 6 this week.
And I remember one of the challenges for that freshman is that, you know, they're playing Babe Ruth, so you've got the battles of the practices and things like that. But how do you overcome those challenges? And then I'm going to ask you real quickly, you know, when you think about freshman baseball, it's teaching them the same language as the varsity. But so how do you overcome all those adversities of getting practice and playing time, and then getting the right coach speak?
The practices aren't too bad, because the Babe Ruth coaches are very flexible with what they do, and I'm flexible with them. The hard part is the pitching, just because at a young age they're not worried about their arms, and so we have to worry about their arms for them, and so we don't want to overwork them or not give them too much rest where their arms get cold. But so that's probably the hardest thing for me to do as a coach, is to make sure that I know when they pitched last and when they're going to pitch, and so that we don't overwork their arms and end up they hurt their arms before they even get to varsity.
You really got to rely on kids being honest with you and getting those Babe Ruth coaches to communicate to you, because, you know, a kid's going to want to throw every night. You know that. You just talked about that. And we can see the impact of overthrowing it. It's obviously been on the minds of you know, the high school athletic association. And this year's team, describe it a little bit, the guys and how, you know, maybe some of the characteristics of some of the kids coming through.
They sure like to have fun. That's not something that they lack. But, I mean, they're an athletic bunch. They are. And if they continue to grow as ball players, they could be a pretty good team.
Maturity sometimes can be an issue. You know, that, learn that leadership. And you know, and I think a lot of times that has to do with, you know, when you're playing varsity baseball, you know, there's a pretty big spotlight on that. And in freshman baseball, because the demeanor of the coaches and really our at least what I appears to be our coaching idea on freshman baseball is to get everyone better and give it lots of playing time and not necessarily winning ball games. Sometimes that can lead to some of that.
I mean, yeah, we get everyone in at least as much as I can. And then if we win a game, I mean, that's great. But if we don't, as long as we get better, I'm happy.
So, Gabe, about your life, you're home on a summer vacation, but not much of a vacation because you're chasing ball fields, although that is, you know, that's what you guys love to do, right? So if you were chasing ball fields coaching, you'd be chasing ball fields watching.
Yeah, exactly. I was up at UNI and just staying there, not watching any ball, just got to me. So I come back and watch 20 games in a week or something like that.
Well, we know you're going to coach. So, but what else is in store for Gabe Gravert?
Right now I'm studying to get my bachelor's degree in math teaching. So I hope to teach somewhere some math.
There's a nice school district here in southern Iowa that I might turn you on to. It starts with an A and ends with Albia. Real quick, talk about this year's team. From you know, I know you're there all the time. As I left the ball field the other night, of course, as always, the lights were still on. There was no cars. The concession stand was closed, and anybody that had any sense was probably in bed, except there stood three guys out on the center of the diamond working on the diamond, and that was you, Coach Britton, and Coach Cagle. And so I know you're there the whole time, but talk about this varsity team. You know what? You know, you were part of it last year, and talk a little bit about this team and what you see happening with these guys.
Well, this team is very similar to last year. They just have to find their niche and then go with it. And I think once they find that, they'll be well.
Gabe Gravert, freshman coach for the Abbey Blue Demon baseball team, so important to the long-term success of having an outstanding underclassman learning and improving and keeping guys in the program. And that's has a lot to do with why Coach Britton, Coach Cagle's program has been so strong, as they put a strong emphasis on all those youth programs and the freshman class. We're going to take a quick time out, come back, continue our conversation. Coach Britton's going to talk with me a little bit about this season, about last week, about the week ahead, and then he's going to introduce a new guy to the program. Maybe you've heard of him, Coach Cagle. When we come back, Pack to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Get the skinny on the scoop at Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa. Yes, you're going to find great savings, great prices on selected items throughout the store. They're featuring the Sealy Posturepedic Queen Size Mattress Set for just $396. And get this, paid no interest till 2016. It's on right now. Slumberland Furniture, 1701 3rd Avenue East, in the heart of the Heartland Center, Oskaloosa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to Corner 34 and 5. We're talking baseball this morning. Outstanding baseball, that is. Albia Blue Demon Baseball. And I got the coach sitting next to me, Coach Boyd Britton, and he brought his sidekick along, Jim Cagle. We'll talk with Coach Cagle here in just a second. But, Coach, let's talk about this team this year. What a contrast to the start of two seasons. If you go back a year ago, I'm going to say, frankly, most people didn't give us much of a shot at a conference title, let alone making it very far in the tournament play. And there was nobody who was going to predict Albia to go to state. This year you come in and you get the reverse role. So last year you played the guy that was chasing, if you were to so call it, to the guy that's now being chased, and with all the accolades and expectations from the outside media, and I think all of it well-deserved, but now you guys are the team that everyone's wanting to get their best shot against.
Absolutely, and we like that. There's nothing like good competition, but at the same time, we have to elevate our play, make the good pitching and the fielding and the hitting, and so far we've come up short on some of those things, but we'll continue to work on it till we get that level of play that we're looking for.
Well, there's no doubt that in this group of guys, you got guys that are absolute winners. They've proved it in so many ways, and that's just their mentality, is to find a way to win. And you look at this year, you feel you fall short, but when you're talking about falling short, we're talking, you know, eyelash short type of games. You go over to Sheraton a week ago, and I had Coach Schroeder on the program last week, and that was about as loony of a finish to two ball games as you're ever going to get. But you've been within an eyelash of every game that you've lost this year. It's been well within your reach, and opportunities just missed. And sometimes that is in life, as is in baseball. Sometimes it is just a matter of where the ball bounces.
Absolutely. We've had several strange plays along the way this year that myself, I've never saw it in baseball, but you've got to be able to rise above all that, and so far we've been a little short in that, but I felt last night against Centerville that our effort was the best that we've had this year. Centerville, a very good baseball team, lost 2 one-run games, 3-2 in both games. Games we could have won. Once again, we didn't get the big pitch. We didn't get the big out when we needed it. And we're going to turn that around. Last year we went to the state tournament. We played almost flawless baseball during that stretch. That is what we're seeking this year. And you know, we had to replace 4 people from last year's team. Each one of them was in a key role. We tried to get that done, and we're getting that done. Now, if we can just maintain the weather helping us out and just play ball, I think we're about ready to sail on, but our schedule this week is a killer.
A bucket Browns? Yep! $1 flip-flops of Brown Shoe Fit for 4 days only. Buy any regular price men's and women's sandals and get a pair of flip-flops for $1. This Wednesday through Saturday, bring friends, family, even bring your best friend's third cousin. Either way, slide into Brown Shoe Fit and flip over the savings. Brown Shoe Fit on the square in downtown Oskaloosa.
Yep, go ahead and go.
Back to the Corn 34 and 5. We're going to overcome all these technology issues. And we're talking with Coach Boyd Britton about this outstanding Albion Blue Demon baseball team. Coach, you talked about coming up a little bit short, but really it's been an eyelash. And I guess if you look at this year's team, you could say, well, you all those places to fill last year from the guys that graduated and went on. And in the early part of the season, you're trying now to find the places in the lineup, the chemistry of the team, and then you're never going to be faced with weak competition, and then you got all the expectations put on the team, and then you're playing opponents that want to give you your best shot. That's a real combination of things to have to overcome.
Absolutely, we have to play through them and learn as we go. We have the people to do this. We have some injuries now. We lost Caleb Gray for the year to an arm injury. We counted on him as a key, one of our key. But you still have to have the ability to regroup and go on. And we have the players that can do that.
Well, you mentioned it earlier, I think, with the paper, had the depth of this team, maybe the deepest team that you've ever coached, and you sit up in the press box and in the stands and look out there on the field and you say, my gosh, you've got as many guys in the dugout with you that could play out on the field with those other guys, and then you could just keep rotating the guys around. You literally could take the guys and just rotate them around each position. That's a great resource for a coach to have so many guys capable of playing literally any position on the field. And so that's going to give you lots of looks, but it may take a little while for you to get that perfect combination. And when I hear people talk about perfect combination, it isn't just the starting lineup. It's in situations where to have a guy bat, where to have a guy bunt, where to have a guy steal, where to have a switch in pitching based on the other team's lineup, where to play certain guys in certain moments in the game. It really is trying to figure out, and the only way you do that is by playing the game of baseball, which is oftentimes like a game of chess.
Absolutely. You rotate people around, and having doing that is you're feeling the thing out, and pretty soon we'll come up with a combination that it takes to do what we're wanting to do, and this week we're with that kind of schedule, we're going to have to use more players, try to keep everybody fresh, and move along that way.
Well, you bought a newbie to the program, Coach Kegel. How do you say that?
Well. People call him a lot of different things. I just call him Coach, or I call him Jim. Jim is the key value to this program. He maintains the diamond. He more or less is the handyman on the team. This team would not be the same if Jim Kegel was not here.
You guys have been the dynamic duo of Albion baseball, no doubt about it, and very few guys could actually play the game of baseball and not require a mitt. When he's over there at third base and the line drive is coming out, he bare hand him. I'm sure he doesn't warm up with a glove on because he doesn't need one.
No, he just has a fungo bat. That's about the size of it. I guess we've been together now, I think, 16 years. That's a long time. Albie Baseball is better off because Jim Cagle is here coaching the boys. A lot of kids, they come and go and everything like that, but a coach has to remain the constant thing, instilling his program, making kids believe in it, and that's what Coach Cagle and now Coach Gravert and I try to do, make it so a young man can start out as an eighth grader and start the learning process. We install this program from that date, and as we come forward, we just build on it.
Well, let's talk with Coach Cagle here real quick and talk with him about this ball team. And Coach, you guys have been working together so long, you know what each other are going to say before it needs to be said, and that's one of the real strengths to the program is the consistency and the leadership.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes it's a little scary. You know, we'll be thinking, and I'll come up with an idea, and Boyd will say, you know, I was thinking about that last night. What do you think about doing this? And so...
Go ahead and go.
Can you hear our conversation with Coach Jim Cagle? Coach, let's talk about the pitching in this ball club. As you know, that pitching is so crucial, and I mean, particularly as you get down the line, get on to the next level, you're going to have outstanding pitching. And yet, you got a long season here, and you don't want to overwork guys, and you want to find the guys that can pitch in the right circumstances. And that's why this time of year is so crucial.
Yeah, we're fortunate to have quite a few guys throwing this year. Of course, you know, Vic and Drew are the guys that are going out there and giving it their best every time. And then, you know, Brett Leshen, we've had him in several games, Tyler Madison, Jacob Linger, and like Boyd just mentioned, Caleb Gray, you know, we were figuring on him, but that didn't work out. He had the arm problem, but with the guys we've got, so far the pitching has been solid. Just seems like we're right there in every game, but just either, you know, for pitching, hitting, whatever, we just can't get over that hump.
Well, this ball club coach is as deep as I recall. Lots of guys that can play lots of parts, and very very good senior class, which is so important. As a team goes, you can tell by the way that it's being led, and that is led by the senior class. And this is an outstanding class that is full of guys who just absolutely will their way to winning.
That's true. I mean, they're proven winners, but. And the worst trouble with that is when you hit these losing streaks, those winners get a little disgusted because they're not used to that. But it's something that, you know, we're just, like Boyd said, we're going to keep working. We'll get it figured out. Talked to a couple of guys last night after the game, told them the same thing. You know, we keep going, we keep pushing ahead, and we will get it turned around, and I think that's going to start soon.
Well, a busy week for you this week. Going to be a busier week ahead. Shake down. What's on docket for this week for the Blue Demons?
We have 10 games this week. Starting Monday, we have a doubleheader with Eddyville. Tuesday, we go to Oskaloosa for a JV varsity. Wednesday, we go to Mount Pleasant for a JV varsity. Thursday, we're back at Centerville for a varsity doubleheader. Friday, we go to Fairfield for a doubleheader, and Saturday we go to the Seidel tournament with Van Meter, Seidel, and Bondurant.
Better rest up.
Yeah, the nice thing about next week is I don't have to get a rake, a tamp, or anything. We just get on the bus and go.
Well, you guys are going to be on the go, and you're going to need tomorrow off, buddy. I hope you get some rest and enjoy Father's Day. And I know you're a proud papa, and I just hope you get the day off and relax, because, buddy, you're going to need all the energy of this week.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Coach Britton, happy Father's Day to you, and I hope you guys have a nice day off. When you go to schedule this, my goodness, what were you guys thinking? Because that's insane.
Well, first of all, the Saydale tournament got moved from supposedly on the, I think, the 28th, moved up a week, and we wasn't necessarily prepared for that. But sometimes adversity can really help you. You test what we are, and this week. We do play on Tuesday and Wednesday, but fortunately those are JV varsity games, and doesn't tax the pitching near as bad. Of course, there is four doubleheaders in this week, too. That means it's got a lot of arms. But while we're building things, we got some sophomores that are about ready to step up. Tyler Madison's already thrown a lot of good innings as a sophomore. I look for him to, in the future, to be a real force. And Ron Remonco is about ready to get thrown in the fire to see what he can really do. And all this, this team... Is being, as they say, battle tested, and we make this tough schedule for a reason, to make better athletes.
Well, you got the makings of an outstanding team. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch you guys along the way. A tough week for you, but four runs in those four losses to those Centerville and Sheraton. And Coach Kegel, you had bases loaded a couple of times there.
Yeah, I was looking at the book last night, and we lost those four games by a total of four runs. And during those four games, we had bases loaded six times. So, you know, we're that one hit away, break things open, and you got four wins instead of four losses.
We're going to have an outstanding week of Albia baseball next week. You'll keep it right here as we'll bring you live Blue Demon baseball coverage. And the softball girls are going to be at it again this week. And we're going to take a quick time out and come back to talk with Coach Mitch Chance. But I wish you both a very happy Father's Day. Take a nice day off. And I know they got a JV tournament today, but relax, guys, because you are going to be on the run next week. It's a full week of Albia Blue Demon baseball. We'll take a time out. Catch our breath. Come right back here. Back to the Corn 34 and 5. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Here's good news from Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, Iowa. Bosco sticks are back. Free. Free Bosco sticks with every medium or large pizza through Sunday. You find it all at Anderson's Country Store in Beacon. Convenience, drive-up window, open 7 days a week for your convenience. They have all your fun things for summer. Ice, your favorite beverages, and more. Free Bosco sticks this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Free with every medium and large pizza at Anderson's Country Store in Beacon.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides. Now, TV tells us that your lunch must be ordered by the number and served in a bag, or it's a pound of fancy bread with a few thin slices of meat. But that's not a real meal. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed-rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Back to the Corner 34-5, back to the Coach's Corner. Going to catch up with Mitch Chance is on the phone line. And, Coach, you're on your way to the tournament. Where are you headed to this morning? Back at the Corner 34-5, got Mitch Chance on the phone line. Coach, where are you guys off to this morning?
Actually, Jason, we lost his connection, so give me a second. I'll get him back.
I'm sorry, Scotty. I did not catch that, buddy. So we're going to try to catch up with Coach Mitch Chance here in just a second. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to recalibrate this mic and the system, and we're going to come back here, and we'll talk with Coach Chance when we return to the Corner 34 and 5. Don't go anywhere. We'll hear from our sponsors and come right back and continue our conversation.
No one wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand, with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Back here at the Corner 34-5, and we're going to continue talking about the round ball. This time, a little bit bigger ball, and that is the softball. And I've got the head coach, Mitch Chance, on the line. Coach, welcome to the Coach's Corner. Where are you off to this morning?
We are off to LeGrand, Iowa, and East Marshall. So we don't have the best connection on. Hey, cut out. We're going up and down some hills right now, so if I lose you, I'll try to get you back.
Go, Jason.
It was him inadvertently, but yeah. We're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. Mitch Chance, they're got a tournament going on this morning. They come off a big win against Sheraton the other night, a game that we got to broadcast right here. They defeated the Sheraton Chargers 3-0, a big fifth inning there for the Blue Demons as it was scoreless softball going into that fifth inning. Albia got the bottom half of the order to get on base, 3 consecutive walks. And then Mackenzie Griffin comes through with a RBI single scoring 2 runs, and then Van Pullen followed that up with a single of her own scoring another, and Albia got those 3 runs in the bottom half of that fifth inning and gets the win for Albia. A big win for the Blue Demons over a conference opponent. Bink Snow was on the mound for Sheraton, and did an outstanding job going the distance for the Chargers, but Albia with those 3 runs, that was the difference maker in the ball game. Lady D's are on the road this weekend, and I was going to try to get Coach to talk about their opponents here this weekend, and we'll get him back on the line. But as you heard right there, he is on a bus traveling to the tournament this weekend, and so he's going to be kind of hard to get connected here this morning. And we talked about that maybe last night, that we might run into some technical issues.
Jason, we do have Coach Chance on the line. Go ahead, Mitch.
Got you in my ear, Scotty, but sometimes I can't hear you, buddy, so you're going to have to repeat that. Let's see if we can get Mitch back on the line here. Hey, Coach, you back with me, buddy?
I'm back with you, hopefully, for a few minutes before we get cut off.
Well, hey, you're saving my hide here at the Corner 34-5, but I was trying to fill, and that's not easy for me to do sometimes.
So. Yeah, we are off to East Marshall today and playing 3.
They're we do have this. They're playing three. So we're going to be struggling here this morning. I think we're going to have a hard time catching up with Coach Chance. Coach, you still with me, bud, just in case we got you back on? And that is a no. All right, one of the dreadful things in broadcasting is hearing empty airspace, and that's what you just heard. So, folks, we're struggling here a little bit this morning at Corinth 34 and 5, but we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back and see if we can catch up with Mitch Chance and find out where they're headed to this morning as we continue our conversation here, talking about the Blue Demons and Ladies in this busy softball and baseball season. We'll take a timeout, come right back, and you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Two wheels or four wheels, see the best of both. June 13th through the 15th at the Knoxville Raceway. Three nights of racing, one incredible low price. Friday night, it's the vintage flat track motorcycles. Saturday, the World of Outlaws MediaCom Shootout, featuring the best sprint car drivers in the world, including Steve Kinzer's Farewell Tour. And Sunday, the Pro Flat Track AMA Motorcycle Knoxville Grand National. For a limited time, save $20 with advance purchase on all three races at KnoxvilleRaceway.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. As we wind things down here on this busy Saturday morning, take a look at the Lady D schedule ahead of this week. Coach Mitch Chance is on his way. The girls are headed up to East Marshall. They have a tournament up there. They're going to take on Marion, BGM, Brooklyn, and East Marshall. They, like the boys we just heard a moment ago, they have a runner schedule, and it is not a sprint, folks. They have marathon seasons, and they're going to be busy today, three games today, and then, of course, next week on Monday. Clark come, they're going to go on the road to Clark, and then on Wednesday they have a doubleheader in Fairfield. Thursday they're back home against Davis County, and then Friday at Montezuma, only to have a tournament on Saturday in Minneapolis. So it will be a very, very busy week for our young ladies and men as they go on the road this week. Albia's girls are going to be here on Thursday. I think that's going to be a game we're going to broadcast for you. We're going to have a busy broadcasting schedule. You'll want to keep it right here to catch all the Lady D and Blue Demon action. The girls on the season so far, 8-2, folks. They're off to a great start. They're only lost in conference. Right now, I believe they're 3-1 in conference. The first conference loss coming to, or only conference loss coming to Eddyville Blakesburg. Fremont, an outstanding team, but this is going to be a very good summer of baseball and softball as we're going to have a lot of fun bringing you all the coverage. We're going to have the coaches on again next week talking about what's going to be a very, very busy week for both ball clubs, and we'll talk with them. And then we'll get Coach Schroeder on again, talk with him about the Chargers, and try to catch up with Coach Ashman and the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets. When we come back here, back to Corinth 34 and 5, we'll see you next Saturday morning. Have a great week. Catch the Blue Demons Lady D's right here on your sports leader, KIIC. This is Jason Summers from Community First Credit Union saying, have a great Saturday.